Good morning, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent. We welcome you, whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. And I am joined in welcoming you this morning by Mac Geckler, the recently retired regional UUSC coordinator. Our minister, the Reverend Melissa Carvel-Zeemer, will be back in the pulpit next week.
Every year, the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, the service arm of the Unitarian Universalist Movement, encourages congregation to conduct a Justice Sunday service focusing on a priority issue for USC. This morning's service is in that tradition and joins us with other youth congregations throughout the U.S. The chalice lighting was the mission statement of the USC. As a call to worship, I will offer USC's vision statement. USC envisions a world free from oppression and injustice where all can realize their full human rights. Come, let us worship together.
You've got the light of love inside you. Go on your way in peace. So shine that light. This whole world now awaits you. Go on your way in peace. You've got the light of love inside you. Go on your way in peace. So shine that light. This whole world now awaits you. Go on your way in peace. You know we hold you. We hold you. Yes, we hold you.
Today we remember Jim Harris, who died this week, and we ask people to offer thoughts and prayers for his wife, Claudia Miller. Jim's memorial service will be held in our sanctuary on Sunday, March 21st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Susanna Smart and David Smeltzer would like friends to know that their 14-year-old cat, Maestro Ditto, passed away yesterday, and they are feeling the loss, and they are grateful to have had these years with him. Please join me now in the spirit of prayer. O Spirit of love, who gives and sustains our lives, fill us with compassion for creation. Empty us of apathy, selfishness, and fear, of all pessimism and hesitation. Breathe into us compassion for all who suffer now and the future generations who will suffer. Move us into action to save our earth and to build a future for all living beings together. Amen.
The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations adopts position statements called Statements of Conscience. Each is adopted only after study and conversation among you congregations and with a vote of the General Assembly held annually. In 2006, the delegates of the UA General Assembly adopted a Statement of Conscience on the threat of global warming and climate change. This morning's reading is the preamble to that Statement of Conscience. Earth is our home. We are part of this world, and its destiny is our own. Life on this planet will be gravely affected unless we embrace new practices, ethics, and guides and values to guide our lives on a warming planet. As Unitarian Universalists, how can faith inform our actions to remedy and mitigate global warming, climate change? We declare by this statement of conscience that we will not acquiesce to the ongoing degradation and destruction of life that human actions are leaving to our children and grandchildren. We are Unitarian Universalists on call to join with others to halt practices that fuel global warming, climate change, to instigate sustainable alternatives and to mitigate the impending effects of global warming and climate change. With just and ethical responses, as people of faith, we commit to a renewed reverence of life and respect for the independent web of all existence. In February 1939, as the drumbeat of war in Europe was causing many to leave, Unitarian minister Reverend Waitful Sharp and his wife Martha sailed to the continent, leaving their children and family behind. The Sharps Unitarian congregation had sent them on a mission to rescue people who were considered undesirable by the Nazis. What the Sharps were doing was widely unpopular in the U.S. as America clung to xenophobic isolationism. They arrived in Prague, Czechoslovakia, just before the Germans stepped in. The Wesley Hill Unitarian Church had a high interest in rescuing Eastern European Unitarians and anti-Nazi dissidents, but the Sharps obtained exit papers for more Jews than any other group. Later that year, just ahead of the Gestapo, the Sharps came home. Their heroic exploits caused the American Unitarian Association to create the Unitarian Service Committee and asked the Sharps to return. In 1940, the Sharps went off to Paris, but due to the recent occupation by the Germans, they diverted to Marseille. Again, they set up a ruse system to get exit papers, this time concentrating on getting travel documents and travel funding for Jewish children. In 1941, Reverend Charles Joy took over and created three other offices for the Unitarian Universalist Committee in Geneva, Paris, and the headquarters office in Lisbon. Reverend Joy needed an official-looking seal to put on travel documents to certify that these transients were politically safe. He commissioned Czech artist Hans Deutsch, a Jewish refugee himself, to draw up something that looked official. There's a great deal of myth about what Hans' intention was when we created our beloved flaming chalice. But the simple truth is that he was simply reusing the ancient Greek and Roman flaming chalice that were centerpieces on their altars. But for many of us, this flame is the light of hope, the flame of justice, and provides us the warmth of compassion. We will never know exactly how many people were saved by the Sharps or the service committee, as no records were kept to protect those rescued and the rescuers, though estimates are in the thousands. About the same time, the Universalists also started on war relief and rescue work using their connections with the Universalist congregations in the Low Countries. After the war, the two service groups collaborated on many projects and formally merged in 1963, forming the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee. The USC has continued its advocacy and humanitarian work here in the U.S. and around the world ever since. Though the USC works closely with the Unitarian Universalist Association, it does not receive any funding from them. UA relies on memberships and contributions for the work, faith in action. USC currently performs good work in four program areas: rights in humanitarian crisis, civil liberties, economic justice, and environmental justice. In this last area, USC advocates for international rights to water, examining water crisis and climate change, and pursuing shareholder advocacy and corporate accountability. We hope you can see the clear connection to USC work in this last program area and our own church's work towards becoming a green sanctuary. One of the simple water rights environmental justice actions you can do is stop buying bottled water. Bottle your own. You can buy a water filtering pitcher for your home and use a permanent water bottle. Way too many of those plastic water bottles never get recycled. I must confess that this right to water is very personal to me. Some years ago, Susan and I noticed with great alarm that the African village we work with, that half of our young children never saw their fifth birthday. Mostly they were dying of waterborne diseases. The village, Bufrumen, only received water from the government once a week from one tap, and only during the wet season. During the dry season, they were forced to dip water out of a filthy, nasty pond. I designed and funded the building of a small above-ground water reservoir that would hold enough water to get the villagers through the dry period. This is the kind of work that USC does using local partners, using local folks in the village, doing community service, was critical to this project as it is to USC's work. These people have the cultural knowledge and connection to get the work done. If I'd done it by myself, they would have just ripped me off. There's something special about participating in social justice work that saves lives and warms the soul. Recently, you kind folks donated nearly $2,000 to Haitian earthquake relief. Again, the USC, using local partners, was able to get aid to the people quickly and effectively. Every dollar you give to Haitian relief went to Haiti. USC does not siphon off any indirect costs. All the money goes where directed. So how did USC provide support, research, and logistics for their many projects? Your membership, unrestricted gifts, are what USC uses to fund its limited staff. They also rely on a lot of unpaid volunteers to shoulder the workload, including our own USC local representative. Our representative is Vivian Sandlin, and she will now address you on how you can be part of this great effort.
Thank you, Matt. I just wanted to say that last night there was this amazing event here, and I want to thank Caroline Arnold for really being the main organizer of it. It was the Social Justice Committee sponsored a 40th birthday party. I guess you can call it that, right, Caroline? A 40th birthday party for the Kent Environmental Council, and we were blessed to have some of the leading lights of environmental activism here in Kent, as someone described them, the giants, who have made such a difference here in our community. And they told stories and talked about a history that I had never heard of before. You know, I didn't know how Towner's Woods got to be the way it is. I didn't know how the, you know, river projects were put together. And they just talked about, you know, 40 years of committed activism. And we know that people in our church want to be involved. They want to get involved in environmental activism. We know that because we decided to become a green sanctuary. And there are different ways to do that. You can get involved in local efforts and work with the Kent Environmental Council. We really need, I think, younger people to jump into the Kent Environmental Council and other local kinds of activism, because many of the people that have worked on it, came last night, were, you know, they've been working on it for 40 years. And after 40 years, you might get, oh, it didn't seem tired. I don't know. Your dad was there, right? He didn't seem tired. But we need to get some local new blood in working on this. So that's kind of a pitch for local activism. And now I want to talk to you a little bit more about ways to get involved with financial support and membership support with UUSC. In 2007, two UUSC environmental justice workers visited Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, to observe water problems that people in Tanzania are facing. They visited a community where people live beside an open drainage system where a manufacturing plant dumps toxic waste untreated. The toxic water is absorbed into the ground. The people of the community explained that they have no public water services and they're forced to get water from a few wells. These wells have been contaminated with toxic waste from the manufacturing plant. They, like a majority of people in their country, simply do not have access to clean, safe water. And most people in Tanzania are far too poor to buy bottled water. The lack of access to clean water is a worldwide problem, especially in the poorest nations. UNICEF recently reported that diarrheal diseases like cholera and rotaviruses kill 1.5 million children every year. That's more than the number of children's deaths from AIDS, malaria, and measles combined. Most of the children who die are under 2 years old. More than half of these cases occur in Africa and South Asia, and 90% of the deaths due to diarrhea are caused by unsafe drinking water. The same areas of the world that lack access to clean water are also the places likely to be hardest hit by climate change. Africa and South Asia both are likely to see decreases in the availability of water in the coming years and decades because of climate change. And it's already happening in some places. So there is a connection between the issue of climate change and the problem of gaining access to clean, safe water. Now, the East Africa region, fortunately, has plentiful fresh water resources thanks to three large lakes located there. However, Tanzania's infrastructure to deliver the water to the people is a broken-down remnant of the colonial period. In addition, water activists there say that the government lacks the political will to make improvements that will bring clean water to the people of Tanzania. UUSC is working with its program partner in Tanzania to bring clean water to all the people there, and thus to prevent children from dying of diarrhea, which is entirely unnecessary and preventable. UUSC views the right to clean, safe drinking water as both a human rights issue and an issue of environmental justice. The two are linked. UUSC, as Max said, works with program partners in countries around the world to promote change so that families will have access to clean, safe water and so that children will survive and thrive. Now, while access to clean water is critical in countries like Tanzania, it's also a problem here in the United States. A woman named Guadalupe Nunez lives in the small town of Tonyville, California. She and her neighbors, who are mostly Hispanic, work on farms. A few years ago, she and her neighbors discovered a bad taste in their tap water. So they went to a UUSC partner called the Community Water Center, and they had a water sample tested. The test revealed that the water contained high levels of nitrates, a chemical used in fertilizers. So with help from the center, they formed their own action group called La Voz de Tonyville. And with help from UUSC and its partner, Guadalupe and her neighbors got the state of California to order the local water company to supply clean water to the community, which they are now doing. And so today, their drinking water is clean and safe. Now, this is just one story of hope from UUSC and its partners. We in this congregation regularly take special offerings to address global crises like the recent earthquake in Haiti. And in doing so, we funnel our money through UUSC to the people affected so that, as Mac mentioned, all of the money goes directly to help the people there. None of it goes to support the ongoing work of UUSC, the administration, the workers, and run the offices. So UUSC must therefore rely on the membership of people like us to sustain the organization. UUSC is able to do its work to assist people in Tanzania and in California to get clean water because of the membership contributions of ordinary Unitarian Universalists like us. That is why we're taking our special offering today for UUSC. We want to encourage the members and friends of our congregation to sustain this important work by becoming members of UUSC through today's special offering. This is a little different than what we usually do. We're actually asking you, if you can afford it, to make a membership donation to UUSC. If you give $40 today, you'll be joining UUSC with an individual membership. If you're a student or a youth, an individual membership is $10, and if you're a senior citizen, a membership is $20. You can buy a dual membership for two people together for $75. And if you make a membership contribution of $100 or more, your gift will be matched by the Shelter Rock Congregation in Manhasset, New York. If we get at least 25% of the congregation to join UUSC, then our church will become part of the Creating Justice Banner Society. I hope you can see the Creating Justice banner that we've hung up here. And we will be able to proudly unfurl the banner again. We were a member of this banner society a few years ago, and then our membership fell back They don't take the banner away, but we're no longer part of the Creating Justice Banner Society. But we will be again if we get enough people to join. So there's an encouragement. So please give generously today to sustain the critical work of UUSC. They are our UU service and social justice organization that does critical work for people around the world. Please write your check directly to UUSC. How do you spell it? UUSC. And put membership in the memo line. Make sure we have your name and address either on your check or with your check. Now, if you do not wish to join UUSC or you don't have quite enough money to contribute for a membership, then you can make a donation to UUSC. And please write UUSC, write your check again to UUSC with a donation. And again, make sure we have your name and address. Or you can contribute cash in the envelopes in the pews. Memberships and donations are both tax deductible. And now, will the ushers please come forward? If you are a visitor to the church today, we have a gift for you. Please take a candle from the basket and keep it as a token from us. And our special offering will now be given and received in grateful appreciation of our shared hopes and values.